God bless you, Prophet Cheryl Johnson. Thank you so much, woman of God, for the seed of 118:25. And know that Father God has some tremendous things in store for you, woman of God, and you're just going to begin to see His hand do some new things for you. You're just going to begin to see great favor and great opportunities beginning to open up for you. For the Lord says you're stepping out into a new season. You're stepping out into a new you, a new season of new opportunities, new blessings, as well as changes. The Lord further says that you're going to find, woman of God, that the Spirit is going to usher in some new opportunities for you. For the Lord is going to begin to bless the very works of your hands, prophetess of the Most High. And the Lord says, even in this hour and even in this month, it seems like colleagues could be a little bit oversensitive. And the Lord says, don't feed into that. Do not feed into that. And do not allow that to break your focus. For the Lord says, you're in a very spiritual season, a season where you're going to be gaining much, but also sharing much, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And yea, you'll begin to find and you'll begin to see, prophetess Cheryl Johnson, that the Lord says, prepare, because I'm raising thee up and I'm taking you into a new season. And you're going to begin to see that the Spirit shall cover thee, the Spirit shall guide thee, the Spirit shall support thee. And the Lord will say, prepare, because I'm going to bring in some new areas in regards to communication, also perhaps even in the areas of travel. Get thyself ready, for the Lord says you are more than able, for you are truly more than capable. And you're going to see, woman of God, that God says, don't let anyone manipulate you. Even during the next 15 days of this month, do not allow anyone to manipulate you in any kind of way. Also, the enemy wants to try to bring some kind of a disagreement, but be at peace. They're trying to disturb your happiness and your peace. This disagreement, God says, it's only a distraction. For the Lord says you're going to break free and you're going to move forward and you're going to step into a new realm and yea, even into a new position. For the Lord says, I'm going to improve much around thee and I'm going to send new blessings. I see extra income earning opportunities happening all around you for the next 40 days. For some stellar things are opening up for you. Okay, the Lord says circle your calendar between now and September the 6th, because God says you're going to be raking in some new things, and I'm sensing lots of work assignments as well coming in at your desk or as well. For the Lord says your outlook for financial gain is going to be quite sensational for the next 13 months. Oh, God says, I will double bless you. I will cause a double anointing to come upon thee. For the Lord's going to bring some outstanding monetary opportunities your way. And you're going to be blessed at all that Father has in store for thee. For the Lord said, I have plans for thee. I have plans for thee. You might get some kind of an offer. And it seems to be quite sweet for you. Some kind of an offer that might be coming your way. Just be open to however Father decides to bring it before thee. Good news. News will be sudden and unexpectedly. And your career is about to zoom upward, saith the Lord of hosts. It's going up, 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 and over the top. Now God says, why haven't you started your business? God says, go ahead and start your business, because he put the business deep down inside of you. And don't sleep on it. For the Lord says, also begin to nurture projects that you started even last year and be confident, because you're going to make them grow into some big success. For the Lord says the next 13 months, you're going to see gain, but also seems like the next 13 to 18 months is like that season is going to be one whole year and a half of abundance. And nothing shall stop you. Nothing shall clog up the blessings that I'm bringing your way. But also something is coming to a conclusion. Some kind, I don't know if it's a financial transaction or something that you're trying to make happen, but something is coming to the fruition, like the completion of something that you've been looking to make happen. For the Lord says things are settling down for you, and you're going to come into a time of spiritual inheritance. You're going to come into a time of even settlements, whatever that's connected to. God also says start looking for property. Start looking for property once again. Property. You might be offered some kind of position. Do your part by speaking up for the compensation that you feel that you are due. And Father says, I will give it to you. As you move forward in the month of September, September, creative endeavors. September, the Lord says, be ready to maybe travel at a moment's notice. There will be chances in September, particularly around the 18th or so, to develop your creative side as well as your verbal skills. God says concentrate on developing your expressive abilities, powers as well, and explore possibly some kind of an acting class as well. Acting and writing would do you very, very, very well, saith the Lord. You're going to find, woman of God, that this is a very powerful season where God has you at. And your wisdom, the knowledge, your gifts are going to guarantee great success in all of your mind and mental pursuits. That's why God says acting and writing is going to be key, for you're going to be sitting in a very kingly position, a position of authority. And as you decree the word, God says you're going to take on a real leadership role in all that you do, for your prophetic anointing is going to be strong. And you're going to see this between now and, as God says, the 6th of September. And from that point on, oh, more money's coming in again. God said it's all over the place. It's all over the place, all the way up into February. Just one thing after the other, one thing after the other, one thing after the other. Also, maybe money made around arts or products or things surrounding women. For God says the money anointing around you is strong now. It's very strong around you. And you're going to see that between September until around about the beginning of November. For the Lord will say unto the woman of God that your address is changing. Your neighborhood is changing too. You might be in contact with a publisher or people in higher education as well. I want you to circle the 8th of September, the 22nd, as well as the 24th. Around the 22nd, seems like partnerships are going to unfold. Are they going to be? There's going to be so much more smoothly for you. The 24th, you might deal with some things surrounding home, or the Spirit's going to usher in some opportunities at home and things around the home. Father further says that as you move forward, woman of God, into the month of October, that October could be a little bit frantic, but all is going to be well. You might have to look at, redo some things, revisit some things, and begin to rethink some things. But God says, go with the flow, because there's going to be a lot of change happening around you. Because it seems like from around about the 23rd of the month, around about the 15th or the 20th of November, could be a very an emotionally intense time during that season. Something maybe surrounding your heart or matters of the heart. It also seems as if, woman of God, that you're going to be on a spiritual quest. And yet it seems like in the month of October, the Spirit says that October is going to be a time where the Lord says, take care of all the details and loose ends, strengthen some of the weak areas that has been neglected, some things that go back even in September. But God says, start working on those things. Also, God says, keep your finances clear in mind, particularly on or around the 18th. Just stay on top of the finances and things of that nature. You'll also begin to see Prophetess Cheryl Johnson. The Father further says unto thee that he's about to bless thee, but he's also going to bless your children. You're going to find, woman of God, that even from round about the end of October to round about the middle of December is going to be a time where you're going to have a lot of power, a lot of authority, a lot of energy is going to be around you. But yet you're going to put a lot of focus into a lot of different areas, the areas of love. You're going to be super, super, super highly creative in that season. And you're going to be able to create more friends, more people, and even more love in your life. It's also a time that's going to be very important in regarding love. You're going to go out, you're going to meet new people, as well as those for in business as well. And God says you're going to be bold, and you're not going to be shy, and you're going to let people know what you think, what you feel. You're going to let the other people know who you are, but also what you think as well, because God says you're coming out during that season. Father further says unto the woman of God that as I'm about to close, you're going to begin to see from round about the middle of December until round about the middle of February that that is going to be a time of success and prosperity all around you. Favor, expansion, recognition. God says you're going to kick some things off that is going to bless you, and you're going to see some good blessings, good results, and good opportunities coming your way. So the Lord says, know that it's going to be a time of steady progress. God says, stick to your plans and watch me bless you. Stay away from distractions, because God says, I am your financial source. I am your financial protection, and I will cover you. And worry not, money not only for you, but also for your children. Your son is going to come into a major blessing. He's going to come shouting and happy and saying, Mommy, look what God has done for me. And you will say, it is because of the seed that you have sown. Thank you, Prophetess Cheryl Johnson, for your miracle seed. Be open to all what God is bringing your way, because God said it is breakthrough season, and I made it just for you. God bless.